Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Mets are supposed to be better. Braves are buried, and the Mets cough one up in typical fashion down in Atlanta. And the Yankees somehow can't score a run, which is a problem now. And it's more than that because they've been losing these games. It's just the offense hasn't been good now for more than just the 29 scoreless innings. But each team BT struggling. Let's hear from some of the fans here. Will is on Long Island. What's up, Will?
No, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Will?
I just have to call in because I see a lot of people bashing Mendoza. But yesterday, now, Sal, from a Mets fan perspective, what did you think Mendoza did wrong yesterday?
I did not get on Mendoza. My only issue with Mendoza last night was him excusing Francisco Alvarez's horrible decision to throw behind the runner at second base. Other than that, I have
no... I get it, but these managers are not going to kill their own players immediately. The days of that are over.
Will, but did you hear what he said? I was actually dumbfounded by what was coming out of his mouth. Hoff, if you could pull that cut up, Mendoza
but
talking
one more
about,
question, though.
Yeah, no, I'll let you go. Well, I just, Hoff, pull that cut up on Alvarez, Mendoza defending Alvarez after, it was the first thing I think out of his mouth on SNY. Go ahead, Will.
There's a reason why Alvarez keeps playing. It's because the war difference between him and Torrens is not very different. I mean, they're both okay defensive catchers and both okay with the bat. So the war difference is not a big deal. And war does make a big difference. Because there's people out there that believe Brett Gardner is not better than Don Mattingly, and he is because the war says he is.
I mean, I love numbers, too. You're even losing me with that. And when you start losing me, then you lost everybody. Brett Gardner, Don Mattingly, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, I think he was coming at you there. I think that was a little dig.
All right.
And he's trying to say Brett Gardner's better than Mattingly.
I've actually heard people try to ride that.
But then he said he is.
I can't give that any energy if you saw both men play.
Gardy, though, world champion.
Smashed to the top of the dugout, right? He did win, too. I think that the eye test here, which is something that you lean on more. I mean, I lean on the eye test, but I like to, also incorporate numbers maybe a little bit more than you. You like the eyes, the gut a little bit more maybe than me. I watch, and if I'm going to put numbers aside, I think Torrance is better. I just think he's a better player.
He's a more well-rounded, more impactful player that helps the team win more often than not. Now, the reason why they play Alvarez more is because of the potential. Francisco Alvarez, with any swing, has the potential to change a game. That's what he should be doing. I mean, it's hard to find a good catcher in Major League Baseball. It's even harder to find a good catcher that can legitimately hit. And Francisco Alvarez is supposed to be doing close to what Cal Raleigh is doing with the Mariners, which is unbelievable, by the way, what he's doing. But Alvarez has done nothing close to that. His first year, he had 20-something home runs?
23.
Okay, and then he came up, and then he got hurt all last year.
Yep.
This year, same thing. Hurt again. At some point, it's going to be like, hey, this guy's nowhere close to what he was supposed to be. We're entering bust territory. And the only reason why I wouldn't say definitively yet is because of all the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we haven't just had a run of 3 straight years of seeing what he could do consistently.
I believe that you have to incorporate that to be fair to Alvarez. Because, first of all, when the Mets first called him up in that dopey series at that back in 2022.
Against Atlanta?
Yeah.
Where he was overmatched.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about an unwinnable situation. You put the young man into it. He's only 23 or so now. So think about how young he was being thrust into that. That was just a different Met culture. That was the wrong move. Now, I'm not saying that that ruined him because he did come back the next year and hit 23 bombs, but the injuries have been a real thing, and I believe that it stunted his growth here. But, you know, Torrens, and I remember saying this to you, I don't know how long ago, but I did bring it up at one point. The one year in his career where he actually got some runway to play was in Seattle, which, by the way, is not a hitter's ballpark, as we know. It's very cavernous out there. And that was 2021. Played 108 games, had 15 home runs, 50 RBIs, and had an OPS of 730. I'm not saying that he's, you know, Johnny Bench there, but to me, you know, there's enough evidence that when Torrens gets a little, you know, a little rope here, he's not going to embarrass himself.
I think they're trying to give Alvarez a little bit of a runway here. I think it was weeks ago where Gary Cohen, if I'm not mistaken, brought it up on the broadcast, the idea of sending Alvarez down.
I heard it.
Yeah, to date, I didn't think about it. We mentioned it on the air the next day, and I was like, wow, it's a thoughtful thing to bring up. Mm. It wouldn't have crossed my mind. It's not the worst thing in the world. We talked about this with Volpe, or I said it with Dominguez. There were reasons for it. It doesn't mean that he can't play or he stinks or get this guy out of here. It's not that. It's that you're trying to maximize his potential and ability. And if it's not working at the major league level, maybe he needs a little bit of a reset. And to me, my breaking point came last night, not with the useless offensive at-bats that Alvarez had. Once you start now taking that defensively and are screwing two things up in a big way that cost you a game, that's where I draw the line.
It may have been three. Number one, the throw to second, which was just pure dopiness. Number two, you know, before that, did not block it properly. Yeah, and then switching the pitch, up the call with the pitch. So, you know, I don't, there's such an aversion because there's such a stigma where teams are terrified to you know, have players go back down to the minors for a reset. Roy Halladay did it with Toronto.
Yeah, come on.
And I think he went down to A-ball. I could be off on that. If Dunedin's able, I don't think he even went to AAA. I think he went far lower than that. Either way, rest in peace. Roy Halladay, as good as it gets, man.
Yeah.
And if they were able to do it with him, I just don't understand this fear or this stigma that teams think that they have when they send somebody down. I don't get it.
I think the Yankees could have done it year one with Volpe. And now 3 years later, here we are. They never did that. Now, again, would it have worked? Who knows? But mm-hmm. The idea of sending the guy down, Mets did it years ago with Steve Traxel, I remember.
Who was
a veteran.
He came from the Cubs. Like,
yeah,
really?
If I'm not mistaken, there was a point where they sent him down. And then remember, a veteran pitcher.
Very veteran when the Mets had him.
Sent him down, brought him back up, and he was very good after that. I could be crossing wires here, but I'm pretty sure that
maybe they sent him to speed him up. Remember how long it took to throw a freaking pitch?
Human rain delay.
Oh, God.
Lori is in Ocean Township, New Jersey. What's up, Lori?
Hi, guys. I know you're both really heated about the Mets and Yankees this morning, but this is totally off topic. But for BT, you have a really good talent where you can just nickname anyone on the fly that calls in.
Okay.
So it'll be like, oh, William from Ocean Township, New Jersey. And you'd be like, Willie, what's up, Willie? And then when Hector called in, I was like, no way will he have a nickname for Hector. And you chime in, you go, Heck. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's amazing. So
maybe I can monetize it. I should make a good living one of these days.
Untapped talent. And honestly, it's maybe my favorite thing about your show is what nicknames you come up with.
Well, I got to come up with one for you, Lore.
There you go.
There you go. It's natural for you.
It is. You know what it is? That's just a Brooklyn thing. That's what we did. Thanks. I mean, at least I'm not calling. I don't love like the Gordy, like boom does it. Mendy does it. Like, I hope I don't do it like that all the time. Yeah. But yeah,
I very rarely call.
I even call you Sally sometimes when we're having fun or I don't know. I just do it all the time.
Is that not a thing from the coaching little leaguers?
Oh, I do it there all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just habit, like, because I feel like that was a thing when I was a little leaguer, and I'm sure the kids get that all the time. Like, the coaches will call everybody, you know, either short names, nicknames, whatever.
I do. Like, condensing a first name is different than having a nickname.
Right. Hoffy.
I do say Hoffy quite a bit. Big Hurls. I've been saying that. I've also known Ryan Dovey. I've never heard anybody call him Dovey in the 25, 30 years he's been here.
No, it's always Dove. Loogie. No, he calls himself that.
Loogie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I just
calls him something else.
Nah, I like Loogie. A little too positive for my taste here. I like Loogie. He's funny. He's carved out a little real estate. Yeah, good for him, man. Is he back from vacation? Yeah. Hey, no. How you like those Mets, Luke?
No,
how you looking?
No,
Nick's
got
a coach yet.
Nick Loogie. Knicks blow an epic loss in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. No biggie.
Yeah.
Mets lost last night. No biggie. I mean, dude. Enough.
The boundaries of positive Tommy are a little bit too spread out at this point. No, but I even think it predates coaching. I think I've done that my whole life.
Okay, well, there you go. Greg is in Mayapack. What's up, Greg?
Thanks for taking the call, guy.
Greg?
Oh, my God. All right, first thing, let me defend Soto. I saw Keith Hernandez get stuck between first and second in the 86 World Series on a bloop to Dwight Evans that he came in, he trapped the umpire, and there was umpires all down the line. It's a World Series game.
There's six of them.
Yeah, there you go. And the umpire took like 5 minutes to make the call. Dwight Evans finally picks up the ball and throws it to second and forces Keith. He's screaming at the umpire as he's walking off the field. Every now and again, baseball gets a little weird where nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Now, hold on a sec, Greg. I actually don't remember that specific play, and I remember pretty much everything from that World Series. I'll take your word for it. There's the difference. When you have a sinking soft liner that is going to the turf and somebody dives for the ball, trapping a baseball, which is very hard to interpret and with the naked eye sometimes, is different than what happened last night with Juan. So, and by the way, I'm pretty sure Keith Hernandez, after the game, wasn't bagging on the umpire. That's my biggest, not even beef, my biggest pushback with Soto last night. Just take the L. I messed up.
Yeah, but you know what, BT? What I'm realizing with Soto is he functions best as Robin to a Batman, whether it's Judge as Batman.
Yep.
And this is Lindor's team, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's the unofficial captain. You know, Soto will do better in the background, even though
what's wild, though, Greg? And you might be right about that, and thank you for the call. And it's proven. Like, this is not up for debate. Juan Soto was very happy taking a backseat to Aaron Judge. If I had to pick one player that I want to keep on this Mets team moving forward, like forget money or anything like that, it's Juan Soto, and I wouldn't even think twice about it.
I agree with you.
Well, I mean, some
I would, do agree with yeah, you, but that doesn't Lindor, mean I'm not... Oh, go ahead.
I'm saying some would say Lindor because of the defense, because he's well-rounded, because he's a captain. Some would say Alonso because... Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's not even up for debate as far as I'm concerned. If I could keep one person and build a team around one person from this New York Mets team, it's Juan Soto.
I think if you polled every Met fan in the world, I think that you would have... I think Pete would get the least amount of votes, and all due respect, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, when you pose the question,
you
know, to me, there's only two answers. It's Soto or Lindor. Not Pete. Pete doesn't fan.
But the fans love Pete.
Well, that's where I was going to go. The percentage of people who vote for Pete in this hypothetical poll that I'm creating for every Met fan in the world, I think most of that would be driven by sentimentality. I think the pragmatic side, meaning the mind takes over.
If you had to pick one of those three.
I think it's overwhelmingly Soto.
Interesting.
But if Lindor was younger, it would be different.
Yeah, and even if I'm taking age out of it, like I know that that's a part of it in your evaluation, I guess, but if I'm even just right now, like Lindor's playing at his peak. The guy was an MVP candidate last year, legitimate MVP candidate.
Been second.
Yeah, and to a guy who plays half the game. So and his whole world, like it's impossible to beat the great Shohei Ohtani. Like, oh, nobody can touch Shohei Ohtani. Not even Aaron Judge could touch Shohei Ohtani. It's offensive. How many people like just kiss the feet of Shohei Ohtani, especially last year when he didn't even pitch. Point is, Lindor's at the peak of his game. I'd still take Juan Soto. And I understand the deficiencies on the base paths, the leadership stuff, defensively. Like, I acknowledge that Lindor is better at those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. I want Soto. I want his attitude. Now, a good thing is the Mets have them both. They have all three for now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't value that leadership stuff as much as I value what Juan Soto brings and that attitude and that little bit of arrogance and nastiness.
I get you. You need that. You need
that. For that.
You need that. Are you worried about Mauricio here?
No. Nah.
Off speed. You know, because we were talking about sending guys down. I'm not saying I'm prepared to do that now. But he does look overwhelmed against off-speed stuff.
Yeah, I'm not.
He is guessing.
Here's why I'm not worried about him. He's only in there getting regular playing time because everybody else is banged up. Vientos on his way back. Beatty, who knows with him. But these are guys that were helping out the bottom of the order. So I'm not. I don't think it's a major issue. Now, do I think he's going to be a superstar? I mean, he's off to a slow start here. It would be nice to see him being more impactful. But
you send him down, Beatty comes back?
Yeah.
Brett's back. Vientos back, he's down?
If he's still hitting like this? I'd probably rather get rid of Young first and keep Mauricio up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I can live with Mauricio. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I forgot about
Young.
Young,
I get it. They're going to say left-handed DH. He can mash, whatever. For me, I still believe in Mauricio. You just got to get
going. I'm not giving up on him. Just ask. I'm not giving up on him.
Teddy is in Edgewater talking about the Yanks. What's up, Ted?
Teddy boy.
Hi, how are you? How you guys doing?
Good.
You know, I'll tell you, you know, you guys made a lot of comments before that I thought was, you know, very, very accurate. You know, the Yankees aren't constructed properly, you know, the whole nine yards. And I agree with all of it. But there's a couple of things that happened way before the 30 innings. And that is, if the other team scores first, the game's over. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't believe it, but I've written texts to my friends watching the games. And if the other team scores first, I don't know what happens. They can't score. Even in regular games, you can go back, you know, for 3 years like this. I don't understand it. Everybody else comes from behind. The game is 2-1.
They're a front-running bunch. They are. I'm going to give you that. I don't have a stat to back that up. And I'm not sure what you leaned on before you sent that text to your buddies in your group chain there. But the comment about the Yankees not coming back if they don't score first. It's been like that for a while. The Yankees have been a bully offense. They jump on you early, generally against, you know, good to bad, that range pitching, not the elite pitching necessarily, and they pound you into submission. And when they put, you know, two or three up early, then the other guy, and it's usually spearheaded by a Judge or a great one of their best players, obviously, then the other guys kind of jump in on the party. But they don't have, I'm not saying never, of course, there's always situations where it could happen, and it has, but overwhelmingly, they don't grind out at bats late. They don't manufacture runs, and they don't come back for multiple rounds, and nor do they function well in extra innings.
Which used to be such a great quality, certainly, of those dynasty teams. I agree that they're a bully offense and a front-running bunch. I would chalk their deficiencies up more to not being able to do enough if Aaron Judge isn't producing than it is that they can't come back. I mean, maybe there are numbers that could back that up. I haven't felt that. Do they come back to the level that those great Yankee teams do? No, nowhere near, especially at home. Like, that used to be a given. Oh, Yanks down a run or two runs in the ninth. Pff, we got this.
Yep.
At home, like, that was the thing. Now at home, they can't even win an extra innings with a ghost runner at second base, which is hard to believe. But I think that their biggest issue is that if Judge is not going nuts, they just...
I can't push back on that. I'd love to, because that would mean that they had more weapons around Aaron Judge. I mean, if Aaron Judge doesn't go bonkers, the Yankees' offense looks middling. And, you know, you reference those dynastic teams there. You know, Nobby was good for a couple years. But really, you know, you look at Jeter's hitting profile. You look at O'Neill. Posada was a grinder. Most of their best players, Bernie either side of the plate, so he's got an advantage, lefty-righty. Like, they just...
Impossible outs.
They would get ahead of the Wade Boggs, like, for a couple of years. Like, early on, obviously. They would just grind out Timmy Raines. Like, the first pitch, spin on a ball one. 2-0, 3-0, 3-1, 2-1. Like, they get in a hitter's count. Then they do something with the pitch that they get to hit because they were just better pure hitters. More contact and just feel use the whole field more.
I just feel like I thought Bellinger would be better. Now, again,
not me too. It's early, me too.
It's we're halfway through the season roughly, right? Okay. He has not been as good as we thought.
No.
We talked about going into the year, and I focused on this yesterday, Volpe, Dominguez, Wells. Like, the Yankees lineup, how we looked at it coming into the year, I think you can look at it two different ways. You look at that potential and say, well, they're going to reach this potential, and if they do, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't reach that potential, then it could be ugly. And we've seen it at times reach the potential, Goldschmidt going nuts, Rice and Grisham compensating for the lack of other production.
Yep.
But Bellinger has been nowhere near what we both thought he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Dominguez has been anywhere near what he was supposed to be. Volpe, now you had lower expectations than I did for him.
That's true.
So we differ. And I think the Yankees, I mean, Cashman told us when we had him on, was that last summer or two summers ago?
Yeah, it was last summer.
Yeah, last summer we were filling in for Evan Antiki, I think, and we had Cashman on.
Yeah, we got to get him back on.
And I was like, dude, I thought Volpe was going to be sorry. I said, yeah, me too. And he showed it last April to start the year. But he's been nowhere near that level. So you've just resigned to, hey, this is what he is, and that's fine.
I do think there's a little, there's another level to go up, but not much. I've always worried that his ceiling is much more presenting itself now, whether it's swinging it outside, sliders, missing the fastballs upstairs. There's just some holes in his swing that year three have not been fixed.
Infuriating.
That's a problem.
Especially when you expect more of him. And then Austin Wells. We were both talking about, like, I couldn't wait to pick that over the home run total.
You're
going to
get it. He's going to fly by.
Yeah, maybe. But we also both thought, maybe even you more than I did, we're talking an all-star for Austin Wells.
I did say that. Now, I remember saying when he was first kind of flirting with a roster spot, I remember saying, I guess that would have been 2 years ago, I'm like, this is a 20 home run catcher. And he's going to be that. He's got, I want to say, 11 home runs and 43 ribbies. He's like a good week away from basically hitting 50 RBIs by the middle or end of
June.
Which
is impressive. The numbers, yes, but
I know. Like, you can't be hitting 212. I thought Dominguez, here's my biggest surprise with Dominguez. I never really thought he'd be a great righty hitter, and you got to protect him there. Hopefully that develops as he gets older. I thought there would be more easy power. I thought by now we'd have a couple of moonshots that just blasted 420, like that easy, they say, light tower power in BP. And I didn't really see, outside of the walk-off a couple of weeks ago, like, and he's been better than last year, and he has a bit of problem in the outfield, and he can run the bags outside of when he falls asleep. Yeah. He's going to steal some bases. I thought his power would show more.
Dude, he's got 6 home runs, 3 of which came in one game against the A's. That for Dominguez.
Yeah, in a minor league stadium.
Dude, like, that is nowhere near.
Yeah, that's
now,
not
again,
good enough.
He's a young player, but this is the New York Yankees. Mm. And when you have other guys like Bellinger or Goldie cooling off or Grisham and Rice cooling off, no Stanton for the majority of the year, you needed Dominguez. Volpe not reaching that potential, Wells being inconsistent, whatever. You needed Dominguez. 6 homers, 3 of which in one game against the A's.
Sal, a lot of the Yankee deficiencies, while still understanding that I think that they're really good. Never did I think they were perfect. Never do I think that this is who they are during this awful, unwatchable run. But what is clear is that if Judge conceals a lot of issues for this team, when he is rocking, we can gloss over or ignore some of these deficiencies. There are real ones with the Yankees. You know, and based on the conversation we've had today, there's a real one with the Mets. 888-808-1019.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.